Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Nicola Star and Crescent Report, wishing you a happy new year and hoping that you had a blessed one. Our first live show will be this coming Thursday, but until then, here's an oldie but goodie. Thank you and have a blessed day.
Blog Talk Radio.
God, Muhammad, Almighty God, Allah, in person, and we forever give praise and thanks to our God for coming in our midst and raising up a divine leader, teacher, and guide in the personage of the last and most surely the greatest of the apostles, prophets, and messengers of God to ever live. We speak about our leader in this day and time, the dear holy apostle, the most holy and humble, Elijah Muhammad. We greet all of our listening and viewing audience with the greetings of peace, love, and paradise. In both their names we say unto you all in the original language, which is Arabic, which means peace be unto you. We say, As-salamu alaykum. For those of you who may wish to participate in our discussion today, you're welcome to call in at 347-989-0855. That's 347-989-0855. Or you can hit us up with a message at Hiram1555@yahoo.com. That's Hiram1555@yahoo.com. As always, we'd like to thank you for giving us another hour of your day and another day of your time. We'd like to thank you for joining us live, and those of you who will download us later from all of our affiliate sites, be it Hiram1555.tumblr.com, Facebook.com/Hiram1555, Twitter.com/Hiram1555, BlogTalkRadio.com/Hiram1555, and our main news blog, which is formerly TrumpetOfTruth.wordpress.com, which is now the Hiram1555 blog at Hiram1555.com. Again, my beloved, I say unto you all, As-salamu alaykum. Our subject at hand today is on the threshold of change. The title in itself says a lot. As we have been talking and as we have been showing and proving through world events, the economic crisis, the chatter and the shaking of war in America and around the world, the threat of revolution and rebellion, and everything is close to explosion. Whenever there's a longing by the people for change, whenever there's a need for change, whenever there is a great divide and dissatisfaction of what you have before you, time, nature, and your will demands something of a change. We see all before us, all nations are talking about a new world order. All of the leaders want something new. Yet, in their reaching out for something new, they want to be the leader of it. They want to retain the reins of control and governance over the globe. When it is their governance which has caused the great divide, which has caused the dissatisfaction, which has caused the need for change. For all of you who are listening, we are on the threshold of change. We're at the crossroad of change, if you will. One world going out and a better world coming in. The leaders of the old world and the people of the old world going out. And the leaders are being prepared and the people are being prepared and qualifying themselves for the new world. Change! Because things cannot exist in the same state that they are in right now as we speak. Everything and everyone is dissatisfied. Everything and everyone is insecure, except the believers of Master Farad Muhammad. Everything and everyone is in turmoil and confusion and dazed because we are on the threshold of change. Some people are skeptical about a change because they cannot fathom something other than what this white man has brought before us. But nevertheless, behold, I make all things new, and the former shall pass away. A new heaven and a new earth. This new heaven, this new earth, this new people, this new change that is to take place and is taking place is not being ushered in by the heads and governors of this world or the people of this world. According to scripture and according to prophecy, this change would be ushered in by the great God, the great Mahdi, the Christ, coming to crush the wicked in the last day. And no, that is not Elijah Muhammad, for all of you who are listening. Elijah Muhammad is not the God coming in the last day to crush the wicked. That's what Christ means. Elijah Muhammad is the messenger of the God in the last day who has come to crush reins of power. And he is pushing out one world and bringing in a new world, because it was prophesied long before you and I came to be. It was done. It was a done deal. We knew, the scientists knew in our history that there would be a need for a change. Look at this. Let us look into something. When those scientists wrote our history before our coming into being, when they saw Yaqub coming down the line, they were going to prevent Yaqub from coming in because they saw the history of bloodletting and bloodshedding and killing and murdering and exploitation and deception and deceit and all of the evil that had not existed prior to Yaqub. They were going to kill him. But what did they say? Weep not, John. For one has been found, and he had looked as though he was slain from the foundation of the earth. And this one who would be prepared directly by God for God's purpose, Elijah Muhammad, looked as though he was slain from the foundation of the earth. He was meek and humble as a lamb. Yet God saw the right material in him to lead a people out of the mire of this wicked and devilish society. We're on the threshold of change. Brothers and sisters, everything is pointing towards something new. Everything is pointing towards the collapse of the old. Everything is pointing towards a new world. Not the new world order that these Caucasians, these devils are talking about, but your order. It's new, yet it's old. It's old in the fact that the order is predicated upon the creator of the heavens and the earth. But it's new because no eye have seen, nor ear have heard it, nor has it entered into the heart of man what God has before us. The threshold of change. Don't you see it? War, hunger, poverty, debt, all of these things are exploding across the globe. The white man's world is coming to an end. He cannot live successfully. He cannot dominate the world successfully. He cannot maintain his rule over the earth successfully unless he has the darker people to do the bidding and do the work. As Muhammad says, let's go to the fall of America for a minute. Let's see what page it's on. Here it is. Page 63. Muhammad says this right here. It has always been the policy of the white man to use a black man against a black man, especially leaders. Look at history. See how he has deceived and kicked off the black leaders of foreign lands, killed off the black leaders of foreign lands, and then they took over themselves? This should be a lesson for you and me. That's page 63 of The Fall of America. Why did I bring that up? Don't you see how he's over in Africa? He's trying to prevent the rise of the African continent. Don't you see how he's over in Asia? It is the Asiatic nation who are the ones who will take her, as Muhammad has taught us, and we bear witness to this. Everywhere prophecy has explained to this man his doom shall come from. He's over there with military bases and might of arms and dissatisfaction and spreading terrorism. Now, he's in the heart of Africa. I want you to let us go back for a little bit. America never forgot what Somalia did to her when they sent in those special forces, right? And the Somalians put a whipping on those special forces over there and drug their bodies, through the street, beating them with shoes. This was decades ago, right? So America went in and destabilized Somalia by funding Arab racist terrorists, as she did in Afghanistan. As a matter of fact, we have a video clip on the Hiram's 1555 blog somewhere in there, I think about a week or two ago, where Hillary Clinton admits that the Taliban, she admits that Al-Qaeda, she admits that all of these so-called Islamic fundamentalists were actually put together by the CIA and the State Department and trained and funded and given weapons and directed to do the things that they're doing. This is the Secretary of State, the highest foreign diplomat of America, admitting calling them terrorists in Afghanistan. We have pictures on the Hiram 1555 blog with them sitting in the White House shaking hands with the president at the time, Ronald Reagan. Everything that America and her European partners do are to destabilize the Aboriginal nations, to keep them confused and dazed so that they can exploit the riches and dominate the global positioning and global affairs of politics around the globe. Look at what's going on in Africa, as I said. We're bringing this up and we're tying it all in because we are on the threshold of change. Let us look at this for a second. Look at the Horn of Africa. There was no really much destabilization until America went there, till France went there, to Italy went there, to Germany went there, to England went there, right? Now, prior to America kicking off this war of terror, not war on terror, but war of terror, and saying that she was going to go and train and advise African nations, you didn't hear much talk of something called Al-Qaeda in the northern horn of Africa. Why? Because it didn't exist there. Remember our great brother, Colonel Muammar Gaddafi. At the spread of the Libyan war at the beginning, he warned the UN. He actually demanded that the United Nations send a fact-finding commission into Libya. See, this is where you don't get this in the regular news. He demanded. See, if he had something to hide, he wouldn't have allowed it. But he demanded that the European Union, the African Union, and the United Nations send fact-finding commissions into Libya because he said it was not Libyans destabilizing Benghazi. It was not Libyans destabilizing Libya. He said it was Al-Qaeda, right? Well, if it was Al-Qaeda, and it was, and Hillary Clinton says that Al-Qaeda was the creation of the State Department and the CIA, and it is. As a matter of fact, it was created by Zbigniew Zabrinsky, former National Secretary or National Security Advisor of Jimmy Carter. Now, if these things are true, then we know that everywhere America goes, everywhere that the Caucasian goes, they leave a crooked trail of death, destruction, mayhem, exploitation, and then they leave it there. Listen, this is her plan. They leave it there purposely. They inject it into the system. Then they say that they must go over there because things are getting out of hand so that they can fight against terror, the same terror that behind the scenes they're funding, training, and arming, and then giving logistical support to destabilize the nations, gives them the justification to go overrun those nations and occupy them. Isn't that what's going on? Remember this, brothers and sisters. Under Muammar Gaddafi, I'm talking about the whole continent of Africa, America was trying to find a logistical hub for her, at the time, newly inaugurated AFRICOM. AFRICOM, that's the African Command of America. Muammar was against it, and he was funding the African Union, and America could not find one nation that would accept her base for AFRICOM, right? This is, you got to listen to this. You have to listen to this because this is a part of the threshold of change. We have to get you up to speed on what's actually going on, brothers and sisters. Now listen. After the removal of Brother Muammar Gaddafi, AFRICOM not only has a foothold, but she's going all through not just northern Africa, but across the globe, across the African continent. This white man is waging a war on black because he sees his time is up. Muhammad says here, let's go to the fall of America again. See, we like to prove Muhammad's teaching, so we have to get you a speed on what's going on in the geopolitical realm. So we'll go to chapter 43, I believe it is. It's one of my favorite chapters in the fall of America. Yeah, here it is. Listen to what he says right here. He says, the white man cannot live in luxury unless he has the black man and his place of possession in subjection to his will. See, the economic crisis that has ravaged Europe and is ravaging America and is ravaging Australia and New Zealand and all of the white-dominated was cutting ties little bit by little bit. The black man was reaching out for his own existence by making friendships with China and Japan and asking them to teach them the technological parameters of how to build this. They didn't just want to import it. They wanted to learn how to build it themselves. So China and Japan and South America and the Middle East, whatever learning that they had to do trade with the African countries, they would have to not only export the material or export the finished product, they would have to export the expertise to the African nations to get them independent. Well, when they started doing this, that was at the height of the collapse of European economic power. That is at the height of the collapse of American economic jurisprudence. So we're seeing this today as we go forth. The white man cannot live in luxury unless he has the black man in his place of possession and subjection to his will. So they say, oh, no, China is all over Africa. India is all over Africa. Iran is all over Africa. South America is doing trade with Africa. So America had to put an AFRICOM base there. Brothers and sisters, I want to point your attention to something. They're making a mad dash to stop the rise of the black nation, but they're missing a point. They're looking at Africa, and the Savior's here. The Savior came to America to judge America. He came to America to redeem the so-called ex-slaves of America. The Savior is here, and his power is manifesting itself by confusing the heads of states and governments. He's bringing them to a naught by degrees from which they cannot perceive, but now he's making it manifest for them to see what is going on. If you do not believe that they are warring on Africa, look what happened in, as I told you on one show, the Ivory Coast, where France overthrew the elected, the legitimately elected government of Gbagbo because he wanted to pull his nation out of the French franc. A union of 15 African nations, I believe, that France sucks the blood out of to keep her economy going. And if these nations pull out, the French economy collapse, the European economy collapse, and guess what happens next? The American economy collapse. So they waged a war, and then look how wicked this white man is. He used the United Nations troops and helicopters to kill and overthrow people in the Ivory Coast. So they're going everywhere, but Muhammad had described it. He said, it is the desire of the white race to continue to hold power and authority over black Africa. That's what he said. He said the white man is willing to shed the blood of his own people and that of others to hold on to that which he calls his legal possessions. But see, regardless of what he's doing, the black man is rising because it is time that the dead rise. And no matter what they do, Allah has already put the blueprint into motion for the rise of the black man in America first and globally. And this means the fall of Anglo power. This means the fall of Anglo dominance. This means the fall of European economic say and power and policies and politics. This means the collapse of American might. This means the redemption of the black nation globally and universally. We are on a threshold of change. If you don't believe that change is in the offing, if you don't believe that something great is about to take place, you know what? Excuse me. To prove my point of what I'm saying, we got a little clip here. I want you to hear this little clip about Hillary Clinton. Please, please pay attention and don't hang up, please. I guess we're having technical difficulties.
So if you think if we walked away from this, didn't give them money today, it would be worse for us from a security standpoint.
I do. We're building a relationship that just did not exist. I said in our last trip when you were with me that we had a huge trust deficit, in part because the United States had, to be fair, we had helped to create the problem we're now fighting.
How?
Because when the Soviet Union invaded Afghanistan, we had this brilliant idea that we were going to come to Pakistan and create a force of Mujahideen, equip them with Stinger missiles and everything else to go after the Soviets inside Afghanistan. And we were successful. The Soviets left Afghanistan, and then we said, great, goodbye, leaving these trained people who were fanatical in Afghanistan and Pakistan, leaving them well armed, creating a mess, frankly, that at the time we didn't really recognize. We were just so happy to see the Soviet Union fall, and we thought, okay, fine, we're okay now. Everything's going to be so much better. Now you look back, the people we're fighting today, we were supporting in the fight against the Soviets.
Did y'all catch the first part of what she said? She said, to be honest, to be frank, they were the ones, America was the ones who created the Taliban or Al-Qaeda. This is the Secretary of State, Hillary Rodham Clinton, the former First Lady of the United States under President Bill Clinton. She admitted that Al-Qaeda is an instrument of American domination. Now, she is going over the globe claiming to fight Al-Qaeda. How in the world can, on one hand, you claim to run Al-Qaeda and make Al-Qaeda and fund Al-Qaeda, and on the other hand, you fight Al-Qaeda? This is a war against black and Muslims. That's what it is. Hmm? But America, she will succumb to her wounds. Allah had already set in motion her fall, because the main pillar of white dominance, the main weight bearer or a load bearer of the White House of supremacy is America. And if God removes that pillar, the whole house comes tumbling down. And so this is what is going on today as we watch. Because remember, change is something that is longed for. Change is something that is needed, because the way everything is, there's injustice everywhere. Justice is trampled underfoot, yet no man speaketh of the glory of God. We stand now on the precipice of a new world, a world that would be designed and made and created in truth and righteousness, which is Islam. Not that old Islam that you see these so-called fanatical people over there killing each other, but it will be a new Islam, ushered in by the great Mahdi. And it will be under a government of righteousness. And guess who will be the pillars, the cornerstones of that Islam, the governing body of that Islam? Those who have embraced the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and who is willing to persevere and sacrifice for the cause of his mission and the truth that God gave him. America is close to collapse. God is removing the main pillar of white domination across the world. Look at her dollar. It's collapsing. Look at her economy. It's collapsing. Look at her military. 18 soldiers are killing themselves daily because of grief stricken by Almighty God into their hearts. They're losing more by suicide than they are on the battlefield. Allah is breaking the military might, the enforcer of Anglo supremacy and black pillaging, because they pillage the nations of black people. God is doing this. He is doing this. Now, I want to bring something in, because we got to go further into this. And we do have Brother Minister John Muhammad on the line with us. And Brother Minister, before I bring you in, I want to play this, not the show that we just had, but the show before that. Remember we said that after I played, I think it was a two-minute clip, I was going to come back and play the whole clip. This clip is about 5 or 6 minutes. I want everybody to pay close attention. Brother Minister John, if you get disconnected, call back in, because I see a lot of lines being disconnected as we speak, and you know how that is with Blog Talk Radio. But I want you to listen to this devil, and listen to what he's saying about the state of the American economy and the state of the global economy and the state of Anglo power and Anglo domination over the globe. I want you to pay close attention, because when they're talking about the collapse of the order, and they're talking about the collapse of the financial system, and they're talking about the collapse of the currency, and they're talking about the collapse of military power, they're talking about the collapse of Anglo power, the collapse of Anglo currency, the collapse of Anglo influence, because all of this was set up and predicated on white domination over the globe. But Elijah Muhammad said it. He said, with the end of the white race over the black people of the earth in sight, face to face, we have to deal with each other according to the actual facts which exist between the two nations, black and white. So we're dealing with actual facts to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that what Elijah gave to us is sufficient to carry us over. So listen
Hey, everybody, Fabian for Liberty. Check out FabianForLiberty.com, especially tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, as we will be streaming live the Fabian for Liberty program. Actually, you click on the Listen Live link, and it'll take you to AmericanFreedomRadio.com. We'll be covering tonight the continuing unfolding economic collapse that's taking place in the West, and just more and more confirmation every single day that comes out. The first one is the pensions. The $1.2 trillion pension gap that was discovered after a new study, which I always find this very, very funny. This is from Reuters. The 100 largest public pension funds have around $1.2 trillion of unfunded liabilities, about $300 billion above the nearly $900 billion they reported themselves. So, I mean, I could have told you this myself, right? But they need to commission some study, right? So if the government's looking to commission more studies, just pay me the money, because I've been talking about this for at least the 2 years that I've been posting videos, that these pension funds are all broke. Places like California, Illinois, New York, New Jersey, they're selling more and more bonds just to finance these pensions. And then they take the money, and these pensions many times have to literally gamble the money to get a 10% return, which is what they need in order to just keep up with these losses and with the amount of money that they continue to have to pay out. It is a total Ponzi scheme. Eventually, these countries will need to go for a federal bailout, and then what will happen? I mean, basically, it's what you've seen unfold in Europe with all the pension funds and everything else that have gone broke. You know, they go to their country goes to the IMF, but, you know, when the city goes bankrupt, they go to the state. When the state goes bankrupt, they go to the federal government. When the federal government goes bankrupt, what happens then? Will they go to the European Union? But where would America go to? I mean, will we then go to some new collective union that, or some global governance that will then administer the money to pay off these bankrupted pensions and these bankrupted states and cities? An important thing to also follow that kind of talks about this global governance and where they'll get the money. Well, not only have they talked about the Al Gore climate change carbon tax credit, but also they're talking about a global cigarette tax now, and they're also talking about an internet tax that's gaining momentum in the UN. Make no mistake, this is all pooling resources in order to begin funding this new wave of bankruptcies that are sweeping not just the West, sweeping the world, quite frankly, but particularly the West. Now, in the spirit of past empires that have failed, you know, people in America, and I get these calls all the time that call into the radio program, but the comments as well, that say, I can't wake up my friends and family. Well, you know, if you think of the Soviet Union, the Roman Empire, the Ottoman Empire, the French, Western civilization, the Habsburg Empire, I mean, all of them, here's what they all had in common. Unsustainable finances, currency debasement, which both of those are going on to a huge extent here in America, expansion of the state, overregulation, military overextension, and an erosion of freedom. All of these points are happening in America. I'm going to touch on all of these. Debasement of the currency. Ben Bernanke says it's great for the economy. Michelle Obama, we're in a huge recovery, is just getting started. We don't want to vote Obama out. Like, either one of them will make any difference. They're both a total disaster. I mean, Romney Obama. Military overextension, I mean the Soviet Union, military overextension in Afghanistan, the Roman Empire, Western civilization, all of these countries face this. Now, is America any different? Because all these things lead to social unrest, they lead to resource shortages, they lead to police state tactics, default, currency collapse, banking, and financial crises. That's what it leads to. And again, are we to think that America is any different? Because we're going down the same road that all these other empires have gone through. And we're going to face the same exact repercussions. We're no different. The laws of monetary policy do not work differently in America than they have worked the last 5,000 years, other than the fact that America, being the world reserve currency, has been able to buy some time on its ability to print more money. But ladies and gentlemen, make no mistake, that will that can only take us so long, and we continue to get more and more news. You know, the last thing to point out is that when these things begin to happen, they happen extremely quickly. You know, I see gold and silver prices going down a little bit, silver back down to like $32.50, gold down to $17.30. And the Dow Jones going up, I think, 95 points there, something people are thinking. It's a great celebration. Things right now are happening in a there's so much just artificial manipulation taking place. It's like I've never seen in my lifetime. I've followed this for about 10 years. The people that have been around much longer than I tell me they've never – in fact, every major business person that I speak to, every major economist that I speak to, every single person says they've never witnessed this in America ever before. They've seen it in other countries, Argentina. But look, Argentina, back in 2001, towards the end of 2001, they were thinking, you know, things are fine. There's really no problem yet. I mean, the tequila crisis in Mexico, you had the day before the devaluation of the peso, you basically had politicians saying, we'll never devalue our currency. I mean, that's crazy talk. We're totally fine. But both of those countries, in literally a month, in the case of the tequila crisis in Mexico, it happened the next day. But both of those countries very quickly went down that slippery slope that we will inevitably go down. Again, it doesn't matter who's in office. All this is mathematics. It's mathematics. And then last thing I want to point out, I mean, and we're going to talk about this all weekend, although I talked about this a week and a half ago, I think I was breaking this down, talking about what a 2000 election style, like, you know, you had a Gore Bush, what that looks like in America today when you have all these people saying, we're going to riot. I mean, if Obama loses, we're going to riot. I mean, you have a shot going through an Obama campaign office. You have manure being dumped in front of an Obama office. Romney had a bullet shot through his campaign office as well, one of his campaign offices. People are pissed. And it only takes a little spark to spread the wildfire of social unrest. And that is something that isn't just centered around elections, but it's centered around failing economies as well. Check out FabianForLiberty.com. Join me tonight, 8 p.m., only on American Freedom Radio, the Fabian for Liberty program. Thanks for watching. Also, welcome to all my new subscribers as well. Had about three or
four. Now we're back. Now, I know this Saturday show is only an hour, so we're down, and I see a whole bunch of people continually getting disconnected by Blog Talk Radio constantly. Shame on you, Blog Talk Radio, because this subject is so important of what we're talking about. But if you caught the gist of what he was saying that what you see now is just a tad of what's coming to America. Muhammad says, so with the worst yet to come, I say to you, my black brothers and my black sisters, fly to Allah and come follow me. There are some intelligent white people who know and who will bear witness with me that the worst is yet to come. There's an intelligent white person that is telling you everything that Elijah Muhammad said is true. Everything. But because it's coming out of a white mouth, you don't call it racist. But when it comes out of our mouth, we who will stand up and defend Elijah Muhammad and his teachings, you call it racism. Instead of calling it racism, call it the truth. He also said that he spoke to economists and investors, and the economists and the investors said they have never seen the things that are taking place in America, ever. They said they've seen some of them in other places, but they have never seen what is upon America's back come this time forever. But listen what Muhammad says to prove that he's right here. On page, listen to this, on page 257, listen what he says. America is beset all around now with troubles and destructions which have happened. America thought that she was immune to the troubles and the destructions which are going on in other nations. Now the same trouble and destruction that you read of as happening in other countries and to other nations, these same troubles and destructions with their evil and gruesome sound are knocking on the door of America. Is that not what he just said? Is it not what he said? Muhammad said it long before he ever uttered a word. But when he said it, you said that Muhammad was teaching racism or that Muhammad was wrong. But we go into something. So, if we are on the threshold of change, and one world is being pushed out and another world is being ushered in, why would you accept the offer of integration when those who are offering integration in their world is on its way out? You would have to be a fool to accept these temporary promises when God has promised to fulfill the truth to you right before your very eyes, and you see every make us enemies of God and our black people of Africa and Asia, who are our true friends. It would be totally ignorant on our part to be swept away to our doom by accepting these maelstrom promises of social equality temptations. Our ignorant masses cannot be trusted under the charms and temptations of unalike. But in the end, you will regret your actions. If America wants to offer us a better side of her, why not offer something of permanent good, such as a portion of the country, a few states or so, for our ever-increasing population? Will the white man fool himself in continuously making promises to us that he knows he cannot fulfill? He has his own problems of unemployment, and with the ever-increasing unemployment of his own kind fleeing from Africa and Asia, plus the loss of foreign trade. Can we hope for him to care for us and our children forever? No. We need a place on this earth that we can call our own and go to work and produce our own needs, and this will provide us with the employment for our unemployment, for our unemployed. Let no man deceive you. Listen to this poet right here. Let no man deceive you. We are face to face with the change of worlds. Huh? What did I say? What's the name of the show? On the Threshold of Change. The white man's power is being blunted and stopped and destroyed by the grinding divine decree of God that it is grinding over America. It is grinding over the Anglo order and system. It is making them collapse upon their own weight of corruption and wickedness. Look at this. Muhammad says this right here. He says, go to sleep to the reality of the judgment of America, a repetition of ancient Babylon's judgment, if you like to be caught in the snare. As God has said, he laid a snare for ancient Babylon, and ancient Babylon was taken in that snare. So it is in America. Long before America ever thought that she should repent of her evil done to her slaves or reject repentance, God had laid a snare to catch her. America is now in that same snare that God set for ancient Babylon. We're watching it. We're watching it. Did you hear in the little clip where he said, where the guy was saying that rioting and rebellion is the order of the day? Did you hear when he said that the people are threatening? If Obama loses, they're going to riot. If Romney loses, they're going to riot. Listen, we're at the point of total dissatisfaction. And whenever we have reached such a degree of dissatisfaction, change must come. All praise is due to Allah. We are witnessing the change of worlds. We are witnessing the manifestation of Elijah Muhammad. Everything that Elijah Muhammad had said, everything that he had assured us of, everything that he had promised to us, that his God promised to him for us, is manifesting itself before our very eyes. And you have got to be wise enough to watch the signs. Some of you just get into your hiding place and you pray. But prayer is not good in this day and time without watching. That's why the book gives you an order. It says watch as well as pray. You must watch for the unfolding signs so that you will know where you are at and you will know which step to take next before you get in the way of an awesome God who is shooting his awesome arrows to bring this wicked beast to his knees on the threshold of change. With 15 minutes left to go, and I know they keep disconnecting us, I'm going to bring in Brother Minister John because he may have something to say for about 5 or 10 minutes. We have been having a lot of calls blocked, a lot of calls disconnected, and the show has been buzzing in my ear on my microphone, so I just want to let the people know that this is Blog Talk Radio again, Edit, and we just have to deal with it. But let us focus on this truth of God, because we are on the threshold of change, and if we are on the threshold of change, should we not qualify ourselves? Shouldn't we shake off those shackles of the old world and qualify ourselves to change and go into that new world and not just be citizens of the new world? Black man, God came to make you the head of the new world. Black man in America, I'm talking about, those black men and women who are of the tribe of Shabazz. Our God came to make you the head of the new world and the new government. Accept it. Accept your own and be yourself. That is the most important order that God gave to us, to accept our own. What is our own? Everything of righteousness in this universe, and be ourselves. Who are we? We are the Asiatic black man. We are the maker, the owner, the cream of the planet Earth, and we are the gods of the universe. Accept your own and be yourself. Shake off these shackles of white imperialism and awaken to your destiny, which is righteousness and truth and freedom and justice and equality, which is Islam. I'll bring in our dear brother, Brother Minister John Muhammad. Hopefully it'll go through. Salaam alaikum.
Well, alaikum salaam. First of all, I'd say in the name of Allah, the beneficent, the merciful, the one God who came in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, to whom all praise is due. We thank him for coming and raising up among you and I our beloved leader, teaching guide, the most honorable and humble Elijah Muhammad. My beloved brothers and sisters, indeed, we are living at the end of one world and beginning of a new world, the wind of change. We're living in a time that Almighty God Allah taught us, taught the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is teaching the black man and woman in the hills of North America. The white world have put the so-called American Negro, the black man of America, in a box. This box we have been in for over 400 years of his knowledge and his wisdom, and we have understood his wisdom. We walk in his wisdom, and we died in the box that he put us in. So Almighty God Allah, who came in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, he began to teach us, and we began to walk out of that box. And my beloved brothers and sisters, today we need a new thought. You've got to have a new thought to make a change. You can't change in the old box. The old box, we who follow the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and begin to walk in the light of truth, we begin to see and we begin to make that change and walk out of that grave of ignorance. The white world, as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us, they have put their will in us. And today you see the black man of America trying to break out of that will of the white man. And those of you who are Muslims and standing are correct and praying to Allah, who came in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, we're walking together, hand in hand and shoulder to shoulder, bearing witness that there is no God but Allah, who came in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, and taking on the new thought. The new thought is righteousness. The new thought is truth. The new thought is that which the Holy Quran says, the truth in that day will knock out the screens of falsehood. So we are walking and we are coming out of that shackles that the white man put us in, or that box. And we find black, young black men today going all over the world, trying all over America, trying to find a solution to the problem that confronted the black community in America. Black people are killing each other all over America. Well, this was the game and the aim of the white man. The game and the aim of the white man is to kill the black, young black man of America when it's time for change, time for him to come up. But in order for him to come up, I don't care how many times you meet, how many times you have a think tank, you can't think out of the box the white man put you in unless you throw out everything, as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad up and taught 1959 in down there in Washington, D.C. In 1959, he said, everything have failed. The government have failed. The churches have failed. Everything have failed. Your social order have failed. Everything. Christianity have failed. Everything have failed the black man, and the black man need to take it in a garbage pail and throw it back to the white man and beat hell out of those who have boxed him up in that kind of thought. And we who are Muslims and followers of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, we are standing correct, and we are taking the truth that God has revealed, and we are out of the box that the devil has put us in. And we are beginning to beat the white man over his head with his garbage religion, with his garbage thought and way of life. So now here we are, the true followers of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, bearing witness in order to get out of that he put us in. God God said you must be and strive to be righteous in your mind. You must be righteous. There is no other way to go. And the black man today in New York, in Philadelphia, in Chicago meeting, trying to say, how can we stop the rise of black brother murdering black brother? Well, you don't need to meet. All you need to do is listen to God's wisdom, God's word through the honorable Elijah Muhammad, where he tells us, come out of her, my people. Be not partakers of this box that the white man put us in. Come out of the box. Submit to Allah. Submit to the God who came in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, to whom praise is due forever. Stand up, black brother. Be correct, black brother. Stand up. Be a sincere servant of Allah. Wake up. Stand up and see the truth. You can see it because you're trying to go and reinvent the wheel. There is no wheel to be reinvented. God brought the absolute truth to the black man, and here we are in this box. Come out of the box, black brother. Stand up. Love Allah and his messenger. Don't need to go and try to bring in a new thought. God Almighty Master Farad Muhammad, to whom praise is due forever, brought a new thought, and that new thought is that you are the greatest, that you are the wisest, that you are the strongest, and God came to put you on top. He said, you are my beloved. He said that you are the apple of my eye, that you are the people that I came for. You are the one that will rule the hereafter. So come in the new thought, the wind of change, the change, the cutting edge of change. Change is here. But all you have to do is wake up, stand up, have the courage to admit the fact that you need to listen to the teaching of Islam as taught by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, so you and I could walk into the hereafter in the wind of change. But the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us that the black man is so caught up into the thought of the old box that the white man put us in, that you can't see the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. You're looking for this professor. You're looking to that doctor. You're looking to that lawyer. And all of those have failed. The lawyer practice have failed. The doctor profession have failed. All have failed to bring you into that marvelous light that Almighty God Allah have allowed us to see. And that is the truth of God and the truth of the devil. Nobody ever have told, nobody brought that to mind. But Almighty God Allah, you knew the white man was evil, but you didn't know what he was and who he was. But you know now God have revealed the truth of the white man and the truth of the black man. And he said to us, you are the apple. And I say, my beloved brothers and sisters, as time winds down, as I turn it back in the hands of Brother Minister Rashid Muhammad of As-Salaam Alaikum.
Wa Alaikum Salaam. Brothers and sisters, Brother Minister John is on point as he's telling you, everybody is trying to reinvent this truth. Everybody wants to take bits and pieces of it. But listen, go in Scripture. Search the Scriptures. If you're Christian, search your Christian Bible. If you're Muslim, search your Quran. None of them was prophesied to come. None of them was prophesied to have this truth on them. None of them was prophesied to liberate. But the Quran teaches us of a Muhammad doing a job in the day of the resurrection. The Bible teaches us of an Elijah that would prepare the way before God. And the book says, they asked the question, when God told Moses that in the end days, I will raise up one like unto thee. And Moses, when he was telling his people, he told them this. And they said, well, how should we know if he be that man? And he said, if he's not, then the words that he's speaking will not bear any fruit. But if he is, and every word that comes out of his mouth bears fruit, then you better take note of what he's saying. Everything that Elijah Muhammad has said, Elijah Muhammad has taught us about. Everything from the space, from the water and space, and the creation of the heaven and the earth, and the blasting away of the moon from the earth. Everything that he has taught us, the devil is now reaching into his scientific learning and saying it as much. Muhammad teaches us how to eat to live. What does the devil do? Go back and examine Muhammad's teachings and weighs them, and then comes back with findings saying, he doesn't say Elijah Muhammad says it. He says, we have a scientific study that found that eating one meal a day can do such and such. As a matter of fact, the inventor in Japan, I was watching, Bizarre Foods with Andrew Zimmerman, and he was in Japan. And this guy, he's a Japanese thinker. He has the most patents of any inventor in the world. And they named him one of the top three inventors of all time. And they asked him how long do you think he lived? And he calculated his lifespan. And he told them 100 and some years. They said, well, Andrew Zimmerman said, well, how do you know this? He said, on calculating on what I eat and how I put it in my body, I can come to the conclusion of how long I can live. And Andrew Zimmerman was shocked, and he asked him, well, how do you eat? He said, I eat one meal a day. Well, if you go back to the book, How to Eat to Live, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches you this. The scientists bear witness to what Elijah Muhammad has taught the world. But you are the fools of the world, and you don't believe it. No matter how much proof goes before you, you don't believe it. But there's going to come a day when you will be forced to believe it, regardless of whom or what, regardless of how you may like to ignore this mild-mannered man. You don't like him because he didn't come from the colleges. You don't like him because he didn't march on Washington. You don't like him because he wasn't flashy. You don't like him because he didn't say embrace the white man. You don't like Elijah Muhammad, but God likes him. And if God has deemed him to be the greatest messenger that ever lived, then who the hell are you to reject such a great salvation? That man, Elijah Muhammad, is on time and in time and with time. And time is vindicating him. Why? Because he is the spirit of truth and the best friend of truth is time. Time will vindicate you. And if you're a liar, time will condemn you. And so as we calculate on the motion that was laid out and put out there for us to see in actual form from 1930 when this man was receiving the truth to 2012, we can see that time has proven that Elijah Muhammad is indeed who he is. Brothers and sisters, Muhammad says we're at the end of the world. He says, let no man deceive you. We are living in the change of worlds. If Elijah said it, and the Bible bears witness to it, and the Quran bears witness to it, and time bears witness to it, and the economic situation around the globe is bearing witness to it, and the geopolitical events which are unfolding bearing witness to this man, who in the hell are you not to give him an ear? We're on the threshold of change. Change is coming. Change is coming. As a matter of fact, brothers and sisters, change has arrived. And I'm telling you, if you don't get your heart and your head and your house in order, you will be amongst the losers. And it will be such a shame to be blotted out of history like that. Everything is pointing towards change. The devil is telling you change. They're screaming for change. But God has already let us know that change is coming. Change is here. And let us go over. Let us qualify ourselves to go into this changing of worlds. Let us be those new vehicles of God